This is a pretty gutsy thing, a wife and a child. Did you have any money saved up by this time?
Well, I'd had money saved up when I started, but by the time I was through, I had to live off of some savings. I started my company December 7th. I had already incorporated to be a company for selling product and goods to the floral industry, and already had the name set up.
And what was the name?
The name was American Floral Service.
How did you come to choose that name?
Having sold a lot of advertising, I learned that first position is the best position. And American is not only a good name, American, but the letter A comes first. That's how we came up with American Floral Service.
You were living then in Oklahoma City?
In Oklahoma City, on Classen Boulevard in an upstairs duplex. I owned the duplex and a garage apartment.
So you did accumulate some money and saved.
I had accumulated that earlier, right.
You weren't really all that nervous, probably.
Well, I had a place to live, and I had income from my rental property. I had helped start Florifax. The thing I learned the most at Florifax was what not to do, more so than what to do about starting a new floral wire service.
For instance?
Well, when Mr. Short started Florifax, the customer paid a year's dues ahead of time, $120. When you want to renew it a year later, they had to come up with $120 again. I learned that I'll just put my dues on a monthly basis, $5 a month, and $5 a month was a lot less than the annual payment. The second thing I learned is they sold advertising, and the ads cost them money every month, like $15, $20 every month. I didn't have any advertising, so my $5 a month was the only cost. They got in one or two orders, it would pay for the $5. So there really wasn't many times they had to send me a check. I had a few big customers that would send a lot of orders, so a lot of florists received orders. The first 4 or 5 years, I didn't even allow advertising in the directory. So it really built it up where everyone had a chance. But then later I sold advertising.
What made you think that another directory needed to be out there when FTD, TDS, and Florifax were already out there with directories, and you'd contributed in a large measure to Florifax, National Florist Directory? Was there a hole in the market that you saw?
No. That's the first thing all of the florists said. Why do we need another wire service? My answer was, I have a better wire service. My service is less expensive. You have to pay Florifax 5% to send an order. You have to spend so much on every order you send through FTD and TDS. My charge is no charge sending. Once you belong, you join for $25, cost you $5 a month. Try it and see. It's not that much money, and it's a better service. Plus, I knew most of these people. I could call them up on the phone and could sell them on the phone. I knew what shop. I knew the quality of the shop. And that was another thing that I said, my shops are going to be better quality. I'd been in the shops, and we didn't want florists that you'd be ashamed to walk into.
So you didn't take just anybody
as a
florist? When you may have before.
FTD had the better shops at that time. TDS had the next grade of shops, and Florifax. I mean, they weren't bad shops, but there were some bad shops because it was harder to sell Florifax. It was through friendship, better quality, and less expense. So that's what we sold at the beginning.
Is that as far out as you make them commit for 5 months to, say, $25?
No, the $25 was just to join. That was non-refundable. That was just a join fee.
Then they paid $5 a month.
They paid $5 a month.
The competition, of course, didn't like this new concept, did they?
Of no charge sending. But they could tell I was just very small. Our first directory had 137 florists. There were only 19 pages, and they had large books. So they really didn't even think about us, I don't feel. There are other companies that tried to start, gone out of business. They thought this is just another guy that's going to start and go out of business. So they didn't really pay any attention to us.
But you continued to grow.
We continued growing, and eventually the other wire services started to say, hey, we're going to have to go to no charge sending, which was my big selling point. So we didn't charge to send an order out. In fact, we would make sales calls, and I would also make calls, a call on a large shop, and tell them, you know, every time you send an order out through another service, you're spending 50 cents that you don't with us. I'd take two quarters out of my pocket and I'd throw it in the trash can. They would say, what'd you do that for? And I say, well, I'll tell you why I did that when you tell me why do you send your orders out through another service when you're wasting 50 cents every time. It got their attention. Mm-hmm. So then the other services had to go to no charge sending. And then we came up with a discount. We decided we'll give you a 2% discount on your order. It not only didn't charge you anything, but we gave you 2% for sending an order through AFS. But the florist didn't really understand the discounts. That's when we went to the 50 cent rebate, then we went to a dollar rebate and $2 rebates. We had other promotions also.
The no charge, was that something you thought, this is really going to click? This is a no-brainer. You knew you were introducing something that nobody had ever done before. So was there a moment in time you can remember? No charge, that's going to be it.
Yes. When I was the vice president of sales of Florifax, I tried to get them to go to no charge sending. I did all the numbers on it, and I told them, you know, that we would be increasing our volume and that would help pay for the loss. And they did their numbers on it, and they said, Herman, there's no way this will ever work. So I had tried to get them for a couple of years to go to no charge sending. I tried to get them to reduce the amount of charges they did have. It was not successful. So, yeah, I had given it a great deal of thought.